St. Paul Baptist Church, Waters Avenue and Culver Street, Savannah, Georgia, November 5th, 1972. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. St. Paul's Baptist Church, Waters Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, November 5th, 1972.
Thank you. Lord now to bring the message. And I don't want to take up any of his time, and that he shall come, Father. Let us serve with open ears and a heart that's receptive. That whatever might be said, the charge might be given, may go on to higher heights. Brother W.W. Law, the president of our Savannah branch of NAACP.
Pastor Hagen, officers, members, and friends of the St. Paul Baptist Church, happy to be with you this morning, and may the Spirit of the Lord continue to dwell with us all. I had thought that perhaps I would talk about how come you treat me like you do, but I changed, and I think that perhaps we will be speaking about a ballad in the service of the Lord. I'm one of those kind of Christians who believe that we are going to have to still do battle for the Lord. This coming Tuesday, November 7th, is a national election day, and everyone that is registered is supposed to vote. It is our Christian duty to vote. It is our civic duty to vote. It is our racial duty to vote. We must render unto Caesar that which is Caesar, and unto God that which is God. We owe it to our God, our nation, our race. Yes, we owe it to ourselves to vote and to vote right. I have not seen anybody suffer like I have seen my people suffer. Not in my lifetime. Our lives have been hard, full of trials and tribulations. We are strangers in a strange land. We have been abused and scorned, despised and rejected. We are black people of sorrow and acquainted with grief. We here at St. Paul this Sunday morning realize that it is God's miracle that we're yet alive. Most Negroes came to America in chains against their will, and we gave free labor as black slaves, often to an unkind and an ungrateful master, and we created the wealth of this new nation. And for 300 years, none but Jesus heard our cries, in our prayers, our moaning, and our sorrow songs. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, a long ways from home. Men hated us because God chose to make us black. But we know that out of one blood God made all for to dwell on the face of the world. Therefore, we are not the stepchildren of God. Rightful heirs. For several weeks, we have experienced certain men seeking public office, waging a mean and nasty campaign, telling lies and speaking all manner of evil against us. They seek to divide black against white, brother against brother, and sister against sister. This Sunday morning, I want you to know that Negroes will not be divided. Amen. God is in the midst of us. He does not want us to perish in this unfriendly world. He tells this morning that we must stand up for ourselves and be real men and women. I made you in my own image, he says. Stand up and be somebody. Pray to me, your heavenly Father, but then get up off your knees and then go vote early on Tuesday morning. Don't sit on seats of do nothing all day Tuesday while others do the voting. Like Christ, we must be up and about our Father's business, and voting is his business on Tuesday. If Jesus go with me, I'll go. Why must we vote? While only God is perfect, men are seeking office to rule over us. We must endeavor to see that the best men attain office. Men and women who are just and will treat Negro citizens fairly. There are candidates who have lied about NAACP. We must have these candidates know that no white man, black man, red, yellow, or brown seeking public office can expect one black vote if he cannot appreciate the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. When I had no vote, NAACP fought and got a vote for me. When we did not have good schools, when we had no money, no job, no house, it was NAACP who fought to get these things for me. And we will not be fooled into believing that we have reached the top of the mountain, that the battle is over and the victory is won. We have come a long ways, but we still have a long ways to go. White folk can block vote for Nixon, for Wallace, or for Maddox, and nobody says anything. But as soon as Negroes do something together, block voting is wrong. White children rode school buses as long as there were schools. But just as soon as black children got on the bus, school busing is wrong. We know what is best for black folk, and we don't need no white folk to tell us what to do about our vote. We vote together because we have come through so much together. In fact, our voting together is about the only thing that we do together. And we ain't about to stop now. Why do we vote together? We have seen Negroes shot down in cold blood. And we have seen heads bloody by the blackjack of a police. We want to see that stopped. That's why we vote together. Most people without a decent job, and sometimes without any job at all, are black. That's why we vote together. We vote for ourselves, and we vote for our brothers who cannot vote for themselves. Most folk who are hungry this day in Savannah are black. That's why we vote together. Most good jobs in City Hall, in the county courthouse, in the post office, in the stores, and in the plants, and the industries of our city are not held by black folk. That's why we vote together. We suffer together, and we must vote together. We'll vote on Tuesday because that is what God would be pleased with. We're on our way, the choir says, and we're on our journey home. Well, on the way home, we're going to stop off to a ballot box and vote. We want to see a better Savannah with paved streets and sunny playgrounds and parks and good jobs and opportunity for everybody. There is no need to go north for a good life. We want a good life here in Savannah, and we're going to vote to bring it about. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created in the sight of God equal. And we are determined to obtain the blessings of liberty. Yes, over on the other side, but here too, in Savannah. My Christian friends, God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. And he placed us here for such a time as this. He placed us here to do some good. And if any of us here under the sound of my voice or anywhere in radio land don't realize that we have done some good by voting together, we need to have his head examined. I knew the time when there were no Negro police, no black firemen. This happened in my lifetime. I knew the time when a Negro police could not arrest a white man but had to call a white officer. But it was changed through votes in my lifetime. I knew the time when we went to Broughton Street and drank colored water, but now we drink anywhere we can find some water. I knew the time when we looked for a restroom on Broughton Street, and if the one or two restrooms where they had marked for colored were out of order, we had to go around the lane and stoop behind a box. Men tell me, don't vote together. We have not reached the mountaintop, and we realize that it doesn't cost a cent to vote. But it's the thing that men most want in this life. Nixon is spending millions of dollars to become president of the United States. McGovern is spending almost as many millions of dollars trying to become president of the United States. And there are candidates in our town that every time we flip on our radio and TV, we see their big, ugly faces. Spending money trying to reach political office. And men tell us that we must ignore this process and do what they say. My Christian friends, God is not dead, but he moves through you and me. And the question remains, is he alive or is he dead? Men try to answer this question, but I'll tell you, God ain't dead, but he's dead in some of us. Because he sit down and we will not move. We won't say amen when we ought to say amen. We won't say thank you, Jesus, when we know he's blessed us. Keep the faith and vote together on Tuesday. We have come a long ways together, but we ain't out of the wilderness yet. Keep the faith and vote together. Canaan land is just a 40 days journey. And we need not wander in the wilderness for 40 years. We're on our way. We're on our journey home. Let's move, my friends, and tell others to come with us. Walk together, children. Pray together. Work together, moan together. And let us together with our votes lift ourselves onto higher ground. So that our boys and girls who will finish the schools of our city will not crowd out Atlanta and New York and Washington, but will cast their lot among us and will work to make this Savannah the city that it ought to be. Yes, my friends, a heaven right here on earth, as God will be pleased with. Thank you.
I'm asking, brother, now he hasn't asked me for nothing, but I'm not going to the institution.